Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes when you have an item that's super iconic, of course you want to try to replicate it. You want it to become even bigger than what it is. Because a lot of times the popularity for it and people wanting it, it's out of control at times. Well, in Minnesota, we are known for the Juicy Lucy. Okay. Now, I'm not going to get into some debate about where the Juicy Lucy was originated, because that I don't think we're ever going to get to the bottom of that.
Because
Matt's, you know, people talk about Matt's, people talk about the 508.
508. Yeah.
It's not about that, but I do want to get to Matt's, because Matt's, who has just one of the most iconic, if not the iconic version of the burger, is making it easier to get one. Okay. And so what Matt's is doing is they are launching a food truck, okay? Matt's original Juicy Lucy food truck, okay? Now, we know that the original Matt's is, 35th and Cedar, I believe? So the food truck had a soft opening this month, but it's going to make its official debut Saturday, and this was last weekend, Saturday, May 17th, during the Lakeville Food Truck Festival, okay? And it's a big red food truck, and it's got a picture of the iconic Matt's location on the food truck. So, this is a little bit weird to me, okay? And this is the reason why I say it, because I love food trucks, okay?
Food trucks are awesome.
Getting an iconic food item, though, from a food truck doesn't hit the same. It's not the same. I'm not saying that the burger from the food truck won't be good. That's not the point that I'm making. What I'm saying, though, is part of Matt's and Juicy Lucy stuff, whenever you go to get a Juicy Lucy, part of it is the experience of going to that spot to get it. It isn't about getting it from a food truck. And I'm not trying to say that a food truck is like fast food. That's not what I'm trying. I'm not trying to minimize it. All I'm saying is that it's not the same.
No.
Getting a Matt's Juicy Lucy from their food truck isn't the same from getting it at their actual establishment.
Yeah. When you go to the establishment, like, there's only so much that you can do. You know, anybody that's grilled knows there's only so much that you can do to clean off the grates. Like, there's always going to be some residual residue of the food that's there. You can clean it up, but it's never going to be completely new. You think about all the burgers that they've made there over the years.
Yes.
And there's it's naturally just going to have a different flavor than coming off of a, you know, using brand new equipment. And that's okay. I understand supply and demand Hell, why not? Go out and do it. Go out and try it. But I think it's going to take a while to get that exact same burger. You can have the same recipe, but it's not going to be the same burger because it's not going to be prepared in the same kitchen or the same, you know, prep station, wherever.
But to me, when we talk about Juicy Lucy's,
I've tried to make it at home and I failed.
And this is and you can text into the show 651-461-9226, or if you want to call in on this topic. Juicy Lucy's are experiences.
And people,
I know that you guys might be like, well, what are you talking about? It's just a hamburger. No, it's not just a hamburger. It's not just a cheeseburger. It's an experience. It is different. It is unique. It is, that's part of the mystique of a Juicy Lucy, is going to that place to get that Juicy Lucy.
Yes.
And so it's not just an everyday hamburger. It's not just an everyday cheeseburger. So I'm not sitting here saying, and I'm saying this for the second time and final time, I'm not saying that I don't support the food truck. All I'm saying is that it's going to be a different experience in itself. To me, when we talk about Juicy Lucy's, whether it's 5-8, whether it's Matt's, whether it's the Blue Door, it's not. It cannot be the same with regards to that versus a food truck.
It's not. And I think that goes for any brick and mortar, like physical restaurant, no matter where you're talking about. There's something to be said for having it in the restaurant, but when you're talking about a Juicy Lucy, there's like this allure, like this mystique that comes with it. You know what I mean? Like it's one of the things that we pride ourselves on.
In terms of the experience, you can do a great food truck with barbecue, and it can taste just as good as a restaurant. But I guess what I'm saying is the experience part is something to me that's ingrained in a Juicy Lucy. There's something about a Juicy Lucy that's different from other burgers. You know what there is? There's a culture. There's a culture to the Juicy Lucy. Text line right here. It's a unique experience of hot lava burning the roof of your mouth by surprise. I love it. That's different. That's not something. And I'm not saying that the ones that you get from a food truck can't burn your mouth. I don't know. Haven't had a Juicy Lucy from a food truck before. But it's just a different thing.
It is. And when you're talking about the, I don't want to say the aura of a Juicy Lucy, because you're talking about a burger, but I feel like it's kind of got this cult following here. It's like, well, yeah, you got to have the Juicy Lucy, but you got to have it in the restaurant. You got to have it there. It's like, okay, you can have it, but it's not the same because you're missing out on being there and having it right then and there in a place where it's got all of this history for a burger, which seems kind of silly when you're talking about it, but we prop it up like it is just the greatest thing ever. And it's pretty damn good. Again, you can try and make it at home and you can fail miserably.
I've never tried one at home.
I've tried it. It's hard.
I know people that have tried it and they weren't able to pull it off.
Yeah, I've tried it.
Because when I was in Kansas City and I told them about Juicy Lucy, they were like,
you just did the burger with cheese.
You just put cheese in it.
It's not that easy.
I'm like, bro, it's not like that.
I wish it was that easy. It's not that easy. So for those that can pull off the Juicy Lucy, kudos to you guys.
Nobody listening to this show can pull it off.
No.
I'm not buying that. 651-461-922. There's nobody out there listening right now that can pull it off. Unless you work at Matt's, unless you work at the 508, you know, wherever. And I know that I keep rattling those up. Blue Door is like one of my favorites because I love the blue seas, the blue cheese in it.
I've never been.
That's amazing.
Never been there.
It's amazing.
Does everything they have blue cheese in it?
No.
Okay, because you mentioned blue and blue cheese, and I'm just like,
no, that's their signature Juicy Lucy. They have, that's the only one that has blue cheese in it, I think.
Okay. I'm off the hook.
What you got against blue cheese?
Oh, it's nasty. Outside of it tasting terrible.
Blue cheese is nasty?
Oh, blue cheese is awful.
Dude, something's wrong with
you. No, man, if you give me the choice, if I can have something with blue cheese or ranch, I will take ranch 100 times out of 100. Always ranch, never blue cheese. I can't Nah, I don't like the texture. I don't like the smell. I don't like the taste.
It's cheese.
It's not cheese. It's not cheese. Texture. I mean, look at my body. I've known more. I got some food eating experience, but none of that has been blue cheese. Yuck. Gross. Ugh.
Whatever.
Nah.
Coming up next, we got Bite of the Night. That's next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, the bite of the night I want to get to involves Stephen A. Smith from ESPN. Somebody that I used to agree with a lot more of his takes years ago, but I agree with him less nowadays than I typically did. And it's just, and I'm not talking about just away from sports, because he's got some non-sports takes that I agree, some I disagree with. He has some sports takes that I 100% disagree with, and some that I absolutely agree with. So it's just, you know, the wind is blowing, and from one day to the next, I'm not sure if I agree or disagree with Stephen A. Smith. But Stephen A. Smith he said something on his podcast that I want to play, because you guys know that just recently Bruce Springsteen was out of the country, and he had some strong comments, some critical comments that he made about President Donald Trump. And he criticized him. Trump didn't like it. Trump basically he threw shots at Bruce Springsteen, talking about his looks and this, that, the other, whatever. And just, you know, and how he's not accomplished and all these other things, whatever. So of course, you know, Springsteen and Trump are having a thing. And Trump, in the tweet or the Truth Social that he sent out, one of the comments that he made was that, oh, yeah, you're criticizing me. You're saying stuff while you're in another country. Yeah, wait till you get back here. We'll see how far that goes for you. It was almost kind of like a little bit of a threat. I don't know how other people kind of took that, but he said, you know, basically, yeah, get your butt back over here in the States, and we'll see what you have to say. Well, Stephen A. Smith had a take on Springsteen talking overseas. Take a listen to what he had to say.
I do think there's something to be said about going outside of this country and speaking about this country and its present administration that way. Let other people say that. But you, being an entertainer, going across the world, going across the ocean, wherever Bruce Springsteen was, and I forget for the moment where he was, and speaking against the president of the United States that way is problematic. Perfect. To give you a hypothetical, Stephen A. Smith has been outspoken. But if I'm overseas in France, Europe, Switzerland, or wherever, I'm on Germany or someplace, I'm not going to be sitting in a foreign country talking about my president that way. Even if I didn't vote for him, he's still a president of the United States. And I'm not going to go someplace else speaking about him that way. I might touch on the issues. And I'm not saying you can't disagree with him. I'm not saying that you don't like a policy or an abundance of policies. Well, I don't like the tariff. You can say I don't like the tariffs. You can say I don't like what's going on with the war. You can say I don't like the state of our economy. You don't say I don't like the state of our politics. But when you say corrupt, inept, and stuff like that on foreign soil.
Okay, so in my opinion, Stephen A. Smith totally misses the mark here. Totally misses the mark here, and respectfully, it was a dumbass take. What does Bruce Springsteen being an entertainer have to do with any of this? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing in my opinion. Number one. Number two, what does saying something in another country have to do with this? So, because I think that we must talk about how one approaches censorship. Because Bruce Springsteen is outside of the United States of America, a country he loves, he can't say anything bad about the United States of America or the people that occupy it? How dumb of a damn take is that from Stephen A. Smith? That's ridiculous. He has every right and should have every right to say what's on his mind about the country. And this is the thing that we also have to stop doing. We have to stop this. You can criticize a man or woman that holds an office and at the same time not be disrespecting the office itself. Respectfully.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people, I can't stand Governor Walz. Do I think that those people just don't like Governor Walz? Or do I think that they don't like any governor of the state of Minnesota? I'm not buying that. You can criticizing Donald Trump is not criticizing all presidents or the office of president. If you think that he's a terrible human being, if you think that he's a bad at his job, you have every right to say that.
Yes.
That's not in any way disrespecting the office. Stop that. Full stop on that.
I did not know that the First Amendment only covers anything when you were within the border of the United States. I learned something new today. So thank you, Stephen A. I thought the First Amendment, you could say it wherever you want. Canada, England, Portugal, Australia, Spain, Switzerland, Russia, wherever. Look, to say that you can only be on American soil and say something like that, and then for Donald Trump to say, well, yeah, come back here and say it. Guess what?
No, he's not saying you only have to be on American soil to say something. He's saying that it's bad form to
say
it. It's
bad form to say it when you're not on American soil.
Which is ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's kind of crazy how you can talk about, you shouldn't talk like that on foreign soil. It is kind of ridiculous when you think about it, because you can respect the office but not have respect for the person. You can separate the two. But I think so often we delineate things and we combine them then, right? Like, it's like, okay, well, just because I'm not a fan of the president, well, you're not a patriot. Get the hell out of there with crap. It's like, just because you want to criticize the president does not mean that you are not somebody that loves your country. You're not somebody that does not consider yourself to be a patriotic American. Like, you can look at something and say, I don't agree with this because, in my opinion, it's not in the best interest of the country. There's a bigger thing at play here. Like, those two are not mutually exclusive. And I think people, a lot of the time, they conflate both of them.
For the 507, yet listen to how the same side talks about President Biden and Obama over and over and over again. I quite frankly, Texter, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, can you be more specific? Because we're talking about Bruce Springsteen, and we're talking about people voicing opposition or support for whoever. So, I mean, give me some clarity with your text, because that's not telling me anything. Who is the same side? Are we talking about Bruce Springsteen? Like, I'm talking about Bruce Springsteen.
We're talking about this specific incident.
I'm talking about Stephen A. Smith. Or at least tell me what side he's talking about. Like, I can't make sense of that text. That doesn't really help me.
Yeah,
but I appreciate you listening.
Yeah, and I
can call in too.
I don't even want to try and I'll let the texter follow up with
they
that.
They can clarify.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do think it is just so sad where now we are at the point where it's like, well, you can't criticize the president because otherwise you don't like the country. It's like being
that's one of the dumbest things in America.
Absolutely.
Can say.
It's like being a fan of a sports team, but not criticizing them. We all want the Wolves to win, but if they come out here and play like crap and Anthony Edwards has 20 turnovers and shoots 5-for-20 from the field, guess what? He's going to take some heat from people here. It doesn't mean that they don't want the Wolves to succeed, but you can look at everything and don't have some blind loyalty to it. And I think that's where we lie in. It's like, if you don't have this loyalist attitude, this following attitude, then anything on the opposite side, even if it's constructive in what they say, it's going to be considered offensive, and therefore you are an antagonist and you are anti whatever it is that we are, which is just fundamentally outrageous.
It's an insane notion, and it just doesn't make any sense. Like, this is why the people around the world will look at Vladimir Putin and they don't respect him as a person, or some of the other dictators across mm-hmm. the world, because you look at people and you either appreciate what they're doing for your country or you don't. And this is not just about Donald Trump. This could be across the board for any politician.
Yes.
There are people that just won't do right by their constituents. Heck, we got Republicans that won't do town halls right now because mm-hmm. they're getting yelled at by their constituents.
Well, and that tells you all you need to know. And, you know, when you're talking about you can't speak out, right? Like, you can't speak out against whatever. You can't criticize whoever it is. That is not a fundamental American First Amendment freedom of speech, right? Like, I just don't understand how you can claim to be championing something, but yet in the same breath say, well, you can't really say that because I don't like it, because I take it as defamatory towards me. Mm-hmm. We all take things that are defamatory. Just because you think that somebody is criticizing you and that doesn't like you, that you have to silence that and everything's got to be so positive for you, that's not how this country works. It's not how the country's ever worked.
651-461-9226. I would love for that texter to text back in, because I just want
clarity.
Them to give me some clarity on the point that they're trying to make. Hey, coming up next, the worst contract this past offseason in Major League Baseball shows how we should appreciate the Minnesota Twins. We get to that next. The Minnesota Twins are an organization that fans should be appreciating. They just don't throw money at players to throw money at players, no matter how good the player is. The worst contract to me in the offseason was given to Juan Soto. And Juan Soto already is going to have a problem with the fans in New York. And I know he was in New York last year with the Yankees because they traded for him. Then he ends up going to the Mets. And I know that this is an issue because I literally saw it with my own eyes this past weekend. So last weekend, the Mets and Yankees had their series, right? Because everybody, what do they call it? The rivalries.
No, the rivalry, Subway Series. You got to watch that Subway Series, like.
All right, so they had it aired. I watched it. And there was a play where he hits the ball, he grounds it. The infielder, like, bobbled the ball. Whatever. Dude, he had all day to throw out Juan Soto. Why? Because Juan Soto wasn't hustling. He wasn't running hard. He didn't hustle out the box. And I was like, wait, if he ran just a little bit, he would have beat that out. Didn't do it. So that happened on Sunday Night Baseball. Then he has an incident yesterday against the Boston Red Sox where he crushed a ball off the Green Monster and he's watching it. He's not hustling. It ends up being a single. A single. So New York has a problem. And of all places where you're going to get some grief, it's going to be New York City. You don't do that to any fan base. And specifically, you don't do that to Mets and Yankees fans, not hustling. You can't do that. That's one thing you cannot say about the Minnesota Twins. Every player with this team hustles. They do. Even when guys are ailing, nicked up, Carlos Correa, plantar fasciitis, whatever, doesn't matter. Guys hustle. Juan Soto is in year one of a massive deal. And he's not even hustling out the box. Mm-hmm. What a bad look, dude. That's terrible. He just signed a $765 million contract. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's...
And now the manager said that that he's got to, you know, he's going to have a talk with him. If you have to have a talk with the guy that is the face of your franchise in the first few months of him playing for you, oh, man, that's...
Yeah, and I mean, the thing about it was, like, you know, everybody's asking Juan Soto about what, you know, about the hustling, not hustling out of the box and everything. Juan Soto actually had a different take on it.
Last couple of nights, you've had a couple of plays where you were slow getting out of the box. Is that something you have to be more aware of?
No. I think being hustling very hard, if you see it today, you could tell.
No. You want to play that one more time? Because that's excuse making. Play it one more time.
Last couple of nights, you've had a couple of plays where you were slow getting out of the box. Is that something you have to be more aware of?
No. I think being hustling pretty hard, if you see it today, you could tell.
I hit the ball pretty hard.
What does that have to do with hustling?
He thinks that he's been hustling, and if you see it today, you could tell. So, in his mind, he has been hustling. I tell you what, you go to Atlanta, and you find out what it's like for a superstar in Ronald Acuna to get pulled by Brian Snitker for not hustling a ball, and then you'll find out. And, you know, Carlos Mendoza had said, oh, we're going to talk to him about it. And there's already this disconnect, and I don't want to say Juan Soto's getting a little too big for his britches. Like, this is the first time I think that Juan Soto's really, that he hasn't been the apple of the eye, no pun intended. Like, this is the first time that he's been criticized. And you find out who people are when they get criticized. Some people, you can get coached up. Some people don't like it. Right now, Juan Soto is, you know, he wants to be challenged. He wants to be coached, but it certainly doesn't sound like it.
He's lying to all of us. We watched the game, man. Does he understand that in 2025 there's things called social media with this video of you not hustling? You can't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What did Dave Portnoy, who I can't stand, by the way? I'm not a fan of Barstool.
No.
He said you can't. What did he say about Trump a few weeks ago? He said you can't spit on people and then tell them it's raining.
Tell them it's raining, yeah.
Like, Juan, you're not hustling, bro. Like, you literally, yeah, you hit the ball hard. It went off the green monster. Duh. Like, you didn't hustle. It should have been more than a single.
That's a slow-pitched softball single, right? That is hitting the ball to the wall and then just taking your sweet old time to first base. You know, Juan Soto is a fantastic player who is, we talk about, you know, 5-2 a play. There are only a handful of people in Major League Baseball that can do what Juan Soto can do. But to not sit there and take the criticism, I mean, you would have been better off to say, yeah, you know what, I didn't hustle. That was on me. Next time, I'm going to do it. Next time, I'm going to do it. That's the best way to handle it.
Like Acuña Jr. If he can get called out, he's won MVP. Anybody can get called out.
Yeah, that's what I appreciate a guy like Anthony Edwards. Is he's not afraid of somebody riding his ass when he's not playing well. When you're supposed to be the face of the franchise, you sign that $765 million deal. It's not Pete Alonso's team. It's not Francisco Lindor team.
Mm-hmm.
It's Juan Soto's team.
Yeah.
Like, those guys are along for the ride now.
He's not going to stay in New York the entire duration of the contract. I just don't see it.
You know, I just don't know at this point how many other teams, how many markets can absorb.
There'll always be a team that's one player away.
There will be. I don't know, like, you know, how the contract is, how it's written and everything, but it's just asinine that you can go out there and the minute you get called out, you get defensive. Nobody likes to be told they're not doing something right. But I think if you can admit that you were in the wrong, like, I mean, New York fans, New York is a brutal market for fans. They're going to let you know about it.
Yeah.
Philly, and New York, those are two markets that are not going to take the lollygagging very good, especially for a team like the Mets. Like, he's their savior. This is a guy that's supposed to, you know, push them over the edge. They're supposed to supplant the Braves and the Phillies in the National League East. Well, not hitting 246, you're not.
Juan Soto. Dude, imagine that. You've only played for this team for a couple of months, and this is what you're already doing? Oof, bad look. Bad look.
Well,
and before you know it, what's going to happen next is you're going to get the comments from people like, man, we pay all this money to come watch you play,
yep,
and you're not hustling in front of my kid? How dare you? And I wouldn't be mad at that person.
And it's not like he's putting up, you know, monster numbers. I mean, I think fans would be, you know, forgiving if they would see the glimpses of the Juan Soto that they signed. But 246, 8 home runs, 20 RBIs, hasn't had a multi-hit game or hit a homer since May 9th when he went 2-for-4 with a home run and a walk and scored over the Cubs. And he has not had a 3-hit game this year. That is not something that you're expecting for the money that you're signing Juan Soto.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we have headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show. What up with the headlines? By the way, I should mention this. I'm slightly distracted right now because the Wolves just came on, and so
a little bit.
But with regards to the Twins, they are going to resume the game that they had to suspend. They're going to do that tomorrow morning, and then 30 minutes after that is when they will get into the game that was scheduled for tomorrow. And they're going to have a makeup day, a doubleheader later in the year, September the 20th, I think, or something like that?
Yeah, I think Saturday, September 20th.
Okay.
Weather permitting. I mean, we'll have to see what tomorrow is like. This is not the best start to a homestand in terms of the weather. Let's just say that.
Gotcha.
Hey, here we go again. Another Minnesota legislative session is come and gone without mandated agreements in place for the state's two-year budget. Meads, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is getting ready to call a special session of the Minnesota legislature after Minnesota lawmakers failed to finish work on a $66 billion budget before last night's deadline. Now, there's a push to get their ducks in a row before the upcoming Memorial Day weekend, but the governor isn't making any commitments. He's also wanting just one day for special session, despite lawmakers saying how it could take multiple days. Now, unlike past sessions, there was not a final push to get things done on the final day. Both the Senate and the House adjourned before the midnight deadline. This will be the first special session of the Minnesota legislature since 2021. The earliest it can start is this Thursday. But Walz does say he's confident they will get the work done in a special session and work out the differences.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bottom line. People want to look at both parties and say, let's get some agreements done. You guys are elected to do the work of the people. Let's make sure that you're bettering Minnesota. When it's all said and done, people won't talk as much because this is not the first special session. It won't be the last. We just want the work to get done,
yeah,
bottom line.
Exactly. Hey, a weird story out of New Hampshire. A New Hampshire town's attempt to force a bakery to remove or alter its painting that shows sunbeams shining down on a mountain range of donuts, a muffin, a cinnamon roll, and other pastries is unconstitutional. This according to a judge that they ruled in a First Amendment dispute. Yesterday, U.S. District Judge Joseph LaPlante ruled that the town of Conway infringed on the free speech rights of the bakery owner Sean Young following a one-day trial in February. He ordered the town to stop any painted by the... He ordered the town to stop any efforts at enforcing its sign code regarding the mural painted by high school students atop Lovett's Country Bakery, mentioning what they call a complete disconnect between what the ordinance purports to regulate and the town's enforcement, as well as the illogical way it applied and explained that enforcement. Now, when the mural went up in June 2022, it attracted a lot of compliments and visitors, including one from a town zoning officer. the zoning board decided that the painting was not so much art as it was advertising. The board then determined it was a sign, so it could not remain as so because of its size. It's about 90 square feet, which is four times bigger than the local sign code. If the painting didn't show what's sold inside baked goods, it wouldn't be considered a sign and could stay, this according to board members. Now, Young sued in 2023 after he was told to modify or remove the painting, which he said was never intended to be a sign. He was faced with possible misdemeanor criminal charges and fines after his appeals were rejected. Now, he's asking for $1 in damages. The community draws more than 10,000 people in the White Mountain. It draws skiers, nature lovers, and shoppers. Some residents want regulations enforced as they worry about overdevelopment in the tourist town.
What do you think it is? I think it's art.
It looks like art to me. Like, when I'm looking at it, it's very clever. It's very classy. Like, I like it. I like the picture of it. It's just, it was painted by high school students to honor their town. Like, to look at it and think it's anything other than that, I think these people are just, they're getting a little...
They're complaining about everything, huh?
Yeah, really, it is. It is. Hey, business has thrown Sesame Street a safety net with a new streaming deal that offers the popular children's staple a broad reach when it keeps hanging on to its long-standing home PBS at the same time. It was announced earlier today that starting later this year, new episodes will run on Netflix, PBS, and the PBS Kids app on the same day. Now, no specific premiere date was immediately announced. Select past episodes will be available on Netflix worldwide. Change for the more than 50-year-old show comes after Warner Brothers Discovery, which had aired the show since 2016 last year, decided not to renew the deal for the episodes that air on HBO and Max, though episodes will remain there until 2027. Sal Perez, not to be confused with Kansas City catcher Salvador Perez, the show's executive producer and a Sesame Workshop vice president, told the Associated Press recently that segments on the new season will be longer and, quote, really focused on character while also focusing on its audience emotional well-being and development. In the release, Netflix said episodes in season 56 will revolve around one 11-minute story, and that according to Netflix.
You got to love Sesame Street, man. That's one show nobody should hate on. Don't hate on Sesame Street.
No, and it's interesting that you've got Netflix that will allow it to also be broadcast, because Netflix and WWE also kind of do the same thing where you can watch it on Netflix and you can watch it on Peacock. So it's like sometimes there used to be this exclusive rights to these programs, but especially something like Sesame Street, you know, Netflix allowing it to go other places. Hey, and finally, legendary rock band The Who have parted ways with their drummer Zach Starkey for the second time in a month, this according to both parties on Instagram on Sunday. While Pete Townshend, the band's guitarist and main songwriter, implied in a statement that the split was mutual, Starkey claimed that he had been, quote, fired and asked to make a statement saying, "I had quit and the Who and I quit the Who to pursue my other musical endeavors." I didn't write that up very well. Starkey added that there have been weeks of mayhem of me going in and out and in and out and in and out like a bleeding squeeze box. Now, Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr. He's played with The Who since 1996. He was first fired from the band last month after they were reportedly unhappy with his performance during a concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Just days later, however, Townshend and Starkey announced that he was going to be rejoining the band after they said what were some communication issues, personal and private on all sides, they've been aired happily. Townshend addressed the Royal Albert Hall concert too, saying, quote, "Maybe we didn't put enough time into sound checks, giving us problems on stage." Townshend addressed the, the center of the stage is always the most difficult to work with. Roger did nothing wrong but fiddle with his in-ear monitors. Zach made a few mistakes and he has apologized, albeit with a rubber duck drummer. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds like it's an insult. It's unclear why the decision to reinstate Starkey was reversed.
It's funny because this is the crux of a lot of the stuff with these bands, is they have fun, but there's also the drama.
Oh,
the drama,
yeah,
of it all.
Oh, yeah.
Tabloids, the drama.
I mean, making the band, breaking the band. I mean, you see all of these, and It's kind of amazing when you see a band that has been together for extended period of time and there haven't been any public blowups. I mean, even for The Who, and I mean, I didn't even know The Who were around back in, you know, back in 1996. But I mean, you know, sometimes you just got to make those hard decisions, right? But you're but you're fired and then you come back, you're reinstated and then you're fired again. And then you're like, yeah, well, somebody was fiddling with his in-ear, you know, monitor and this and that. It's like, man, I can't wait till the next time he comes back. Do you think this is it? Is this it for this incarnation of The Who?
Yeah. Well, his dad's Ringo, right?
His dad's Ringo, yeah.
He's probably got 3 strikes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He's probably got 3 strikes.
I would say he's pretty, yeah. He can go to the plate and foul off a lot of pitches. He can have a long at-bat. Okay.
Coming up next, let's talk some WNBA. Angel Reese. The hatred, it's out of control. We get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.